Okay, so how do we learn constellations? First of all, I want to say anyone can learn constellations. So it is not for special people, for specially gifted people, or for psychologists, psychotherapists, or those in helping professions only. It is not only for these people. So anyone coming from any profession can learn constellations. Actually, you psychotherapists are the slowest to learn constellations. That's just on the side, and that's been my experience. So it's even an advantage if you are not a psychotherapist and you want to learn this work. So anyone can learn this work. Of course, providing you do what it takes. So it's not easy. Doesn't mean that it's easy to learn this work. So it's a long journey, often, which includes a lot of personal growth and a lot of spiritual growth. So it is, if we are willing to be challenged and if we are patient enough to take all the steps on this path, then we can all become facilitators. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing I want to say about it is that no one can teach you constellations. So it is not about any teacher or any program or any diploma. It's not about any learning a technique. It's not learning another psychotherapy method. So you can't set out to learn constellations with that intention. Okay, I'm going to complete this program, then I get a diploma, then I'll facilitate. I want to be a facilitator. There are no guarantees. So there are no guarantees. People often ask me, how many modules do I have to complete? And when will I be ready to facilitate? And will I be ready to facilitate when I finish this program? And can you guarantee that you will be keep offering these programs online? And I say, I can't. I can't guarantee anything. And really, there are no guarantees on this path. So if you need to plan it all ahead, and if you need to if you have this intention that you are learning because you want to facilitate one day, these are all, I would say, not so good starting points for this journey. So, will you be a facilitator or not? That depends on so much. It depends on your personal circumstances and your journey. It doesn't depend on me, and no one decides when you are going to be a facilitator. So the diploma is only a confirmation that you completed the program. That's all, basically, that you attended the program and nothing more. So it's not an accreditation, it's not a registration. There is no such thing in constellations, and it can't be, and it's good that there isn't. Why is this so? Because we have to take responsibility ourselves for the process of learning. So I don't take that responsibility to teach you how to facilitate constellations. That's not my responsibility. And I don't guarantee this by this program or in this program. So what you are going to learn, how long it takes, will you facilitate or not? This is not, I can't decide on that, and I'm not responsible for that. So everyone takes 100% responsibility for their process of learning. And it is the same as with facilitating constellations. everyone who has their constellation set up has to take 100% responsibility for their process. So it's the same about the learning, about learning constellations. And also these issues of control and guarantees and needing a guarantee before we embark on the path, and wanting to somehow control the process, we have to abandon that in the same way that we have to abandon it when we step into a constellation. So we in this program we kind of we are practicing this kind of attitude right from the start and right from the beginning of this path. And how we step into this field of learning is also important. And models certain principles that we have to apply in constellation work. Of course, in constellations according to Hellinger, and this is what this program is about, and this is what I'm talking about. There are many different types of constellations and different learning, and maybe you can learn it somewhere as a technique, you know, in a few modules, and that's it. There are people do constellations in many different ways. If you want to learn constellations according to Hellinger, then it's a bit more demanding and a bit more uncertain, but also more deep and more efficient and more satisfying in the end, I would say. So just a few more words about this 100% of responsibility, which you need to take for your process of learning. As I said, you have to take 100% of responsibility for your own process, just in order to actually hand over all the responsibility for the process, or most of it, to the field or to the forces which operate in the field, which, of course, are the ultimate authority in this work. So the authority to practice constellations, or the authority to say to someone, now you can practice constellation, doesn't, I mean, it doesn't come from me or any teacher, any program. So it comes from a different type of authority. And it is to that authority that we rely on, that authority we rely on, and we trust really in this work. And as I said, we also practice how we do that through how we learn and how we conduct these modules. So the process of learning requires from you and from me a certain degree of trust, flexibility, accepting the fact that there are no guarantees, giving up this wish to know beforehand, and how long will it take, or to plan or control the process. And of course, these are very important learning skills, or skills that we need to learn to be able to be with this work in any way, and certainly to be able to facilitate constellations if that's our path. So my first task as a, say, as a teacher here is and my continuous task as a teacher is to keep frustrating your need to have control. And yes, sometimes you will be frustrated with the process and with me because of that. But that's also a necessary part of this process. So we continuously challenge ourselves to let go of control. Okay. Yes. So learning, how does it happen? It happens through some theory, through some reading, of course, but primarily learning happens through participating in constellations, through representing, through witnessing, through being part of the constellating field. So it's basically the learning happens through our exposure to this work and to the forces which work in it. So not so much by our conscious rational effort to learn something rationally, but by our letting go and opening ourselves and letting ourselves be influenced by the forces which definitely are at work here. We know that. And in these learning groups, as I said, everyone is feeling, or everyone is these forces or the workings of it, and everyone is taken by these forces. And everyone, I could say, gets an answer to their question, sometimes even without knowing what the question is, and certainly some without having to set up their own constellation. We get insights continuously if we have a right attitude and of openness towards this work and the process. So in terms of this program, the best is to just decide to participate for every module separately. So each time you have to make a decision anew. Do you want or you don't want? So you don't have to, it's deliberately done like that, so you don't have to commit yourself to any program or pay in advance, or you don't have to commit yourself to anything, but you follow your own personal rhythm. So you can join at any time, you can attend any number of modules. So it's very, very flexible, and it's like that on purpose, so that you can take responsibility for creating your learning journey and for following your individual rhythm. So it might happen that you attend 10 modules after a while, maybe after a year, two, some people 5 years, take 5 years to get through 10 modules. So you might get a diploma and you might facilitate after that or not. Or you might continue to keep coming to these modules, to your 101st module or to your 50th. I'm sure there are here some people for whom that would be their 50th module, if not more. So, diploma is kind of an acknowledgement that you completed certain basic process. Some people say, this is the only program where you get the diploma at the beginning of the serious study. And sometimes these 10 modules are needed for a person to actually arrive and understand fully how to be with this work. So yeah, but certainly it is a marker. Doesn't entitle you to anything. You yourself will have to see what you do with it. And today, or really this weekend, we have two more people who are getting a diploma. And after you get a diploma, you can put yourself in a directory, international directory, and announce your programs if you're running them, if you wish. And yeah, there are a lot of people who finish this, complete this program, and feel enabled to offer their own programs. Okay, so that is, I think, all I wanted to say about this program and about the attitude of learning constellations, or at least how we approach it in this program, which is learning constellations according to Hellinger.